Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Last week, we talked about a lot of different approaches and things related to Valentine's Day.
Right. Which is coming up this week.
In just a couple of days.
Right. Yeah. Two more days. Three more days, I guess.
Yeah. So today we're going to talk a little bit about some keys to having a good Valentine's Day.
Right.
You have a couple of days left. Have a couple of days remaining to get yourself set and prepared and have everything in place. And so
we thought it was a good idea. This is sort of your last chance. I mean, you have today and tomorrow. You got to get Valentine's Day right. You can criticize it, and you can say it's silly, and you can say it's good, but boy, you better get it right. You better acknowledge it if you've got a significant other.
That's right.
Okay?
Or else.
So you can criticize it, and you can poo-poo it all you want, but man, you better get this one right.
Right.
So you got two more days to get ready before the big day. And so we found this little piece by David Evans in Psychology Today, and he has the voice of authority.
Right.
Why?
Because he was a professional greeting card writer.
I love that.
Yeah.
He wrote greeting cards.
Yeah.
How many?
A lot.
6,000.
6,000.
He wrote 6,000. It is beyond anything I can imagine to have written 6,000.
3,000.
Oh, he wrote 3,000.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. 6,000 greeting cards that have sold million copies.
Some of which.
Copies.
More than one has sold more than 3 million copies.
Yeah.
At first, I thought we sold through and said, no, some of which have sold, so more than one of these. But can you imagine writing 6,000 greeting cards?
I wonder how much of that, those numbers, though, is a little deceiving. It was like, this one just said, Happy Valentine's Day.
Man, that would count.
And this one says, you know, have a great Valentine's Day. So there's two.
have a wonderful Valentine's
Day. Two down.
Have the best Valentine's
Day. Two down, 5,998 to go.
How do you do? I knew a guy who wrote greeting cards one time. They did it kind of as a hobby. He made money at it, but he wrote greeting cards. But 6,000?
Yeah. That's a lot.
That's a lot of greeting cards. But this is a guy who's obviously thought long and hard about Valentine's Day.
Right. And what I like about this article is it's not, you know, hey, make sure you get some chocolate or make sure you get a good card or make sure that you get flowers or anything like that. It's just some strategies for or considerations for having a good Valentine's Day.
That's what I really liked about this. This is very different. You know, we did the entire week last week about Valentine's Day, and we discussed it from many, many different angles and different things you can do and things you can think about. This is really very different than any of that. And I particularly like one of these three. He gives us three. I like all of them, but I particularly like the last one. But let's go through them.
So the first one is, these are things that he encourages you to consider to have a good Valentine's Day and as Valentine's Day is approaching.
Right.
And the first one is, he just simply refers to as mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And what he says here is that you want to be mindful of the day, of what's going on, of your relationships.
Right.
And you want to, it's sort of like avoiding regrets. You want to be...
Are you going to mention that?
I am there.
Going to mention that. Because this is... Go ahead.
So he gives examples like you want to be cautious about regrets because you find yourself, you know, I wish I'd done this or I wish I'd done that. And when it comes to, you know, your significant other or a person that is your Valentine for this year, you don't want to have any regrets. And so you want to make sure that you approach the day with that in mind.
This is sort of morbid,
right?
But we have to say it. It comes from end of life regrets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was
a
woman who worked in hospice care, and she would collect people's thoughts about, do you have any regrets?
You know,
end of life. So end of life regrets. And there are sort of common regrets that are mentioned across cultures and across time. And so I guess there are five, the five most common end-of-life regrets. And so he's saying, if you take Valentine's Day and think about those regrets.
Right.
This would be a day to make sure you don't have these regrets.
Right.
You know, use this day. You know, you take different holidays like New Year's or Yom Kippur or, you know, there are religious, sort of religious holidays throughout the year where we're asked to pause and reflect.
Right.
Okay. So he's saying you could use Valentine's Day for this. You know, it has a special significance. And so you say, okay, what are the regrets? What are the regrets that you might have that you could deal with on Valentine's Day?
Right. Because two of the most right. common regrets are, I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings,
right.
and I wish I'd let myself be happier.
Right.
And so he's saying, you know, this is an opportunity to do that so that you don't have that regret. This is an opportunity to express your feelings. This is an opportunity to try to be happier.
Right. To use this day to think about those people in your life that you do want to communicate with,
right.
or that you want to say something to or do something with.
Right. Mm-hmm. On this past Saturday's podcast, we talked about the love languages.
Right.
And this is where that comes into play.
That,
because you want to, you know, if you want to express your feelings, if you want to be happier mm-hmm. and in large part make other people around you happy.
Exactly.
You know, mm-hmm. being able to communicate how you feel, what you feel about somebody, to be able to communicate that.
Right.
Perfect time of year for that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the second thing he refers to as Valentine's Day resolutions.
Right.
I like this idea because we talked about New Year's resolutions.
That, exactly.
And so here we have Valentine's Day resolutions.
Right. And a good day. Again, we talk about what is the significance of the day. The significance of the day is your relationships with other people. Okay. And so resolve to use this day to rekindle some of those, because people, one of the regrets is, I should have stayed in touch with people.
Right.
I am really guilty of that. I don't know. I don't know how you are with that, but boy, I really am not good at keeping up with people.
Right.
And this would be a good day for me to say, let's take a little time this day to just at least say hello.
Right.
And ask how someone's doing. I have family members that I even need to contact. So it's a good day to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the third one, again, he just simply refers to as imagination.
Right.
I like imagination.
This was my favorite.
It was? Why was it your favorite?
Because of the beer. I never would have... What a great idea. I mean, it doesn't have to be beer.
Yeah.
Okay. But he said... He talks about use your imagination. He doesn't say be creative, which I appreciate. But he says use your imagination as you approach this day and you're thinking about your partner, your significant other. Use your imagination a little bit, okay? And I just love what he did.
Yeah, I mean, if you go into a store right now, it's the same thing everywhere.
Yeah,
there's the red boxes of candy shaped like a heart. There's flowers, you know, flowers everywhere. And but be creative.
You know,
think outside of what you would typically do.
Think outside the candy box.
Right.
Okay. No,
the box of chocolates.
If you have to get your significant other roses, go ahead. If you have to get her a heart-shaped box of chocolates, go ahead. But then add something to it.
Right.
And this guy, his wife liked craft beers. And I don't know. Anyway, it's his wife, so. She liked craft beers. They've been married 13 years. So he went to a place, and he got her 13 different craft. One beer for each year that they were together. And I thought, wow, what a great idea.
Yeah.
Wished I had thought of it. I can still do it.
Right.
We still have time. We still have 2 days.
You do have two more days. And he also, he even used a theme, because he got 13 different beers that are named after animals.
Animals, right.
And so 13 different animals and 13 different beers.
Right.
And so, it was really a really creative idea.
Clever idea, you know. So think about Valentine's Day in that way too. Go ahead and get whatever you have to do, whatever is expected. But boy, what a great idea this was. I wished I knew somebody who liked beer. I did the same thing. But
that's true. Yeah, beer has gluten in it, so I can't.
You can't drink.
So don't get beer for me. Just saying.
But you're still doing that. That gluten diet.
Good grief.
What?
It's like I don't even know what to say when you ask a question.
You could say
like
yes. I am. Thank you for asking.
It's too easy. It's too easy to say that.
Okay, so no beer.
But no. Okay, so the three things. Mindfulness. You know, think about those. As you said, it's kind of morbid, but think about those things that you don't want to regret.
You know how sometimes ask people to write their obituary? You know, we do that as an intervention. We'll say to people, you know, what do you want people to say when you're dead? You know, imagine
what legacy would you like to carry on? Right. What would you like people?
What do you
to
want
think
people to
you?
Say about you when you're on the other side of the? You know, what do you want them to say? And so you write that down, and that gives you some insight into what you really want to accomplish.
Right.
What kind of person you really want to be.
Right.
Okay, and this is the same kind of. Yes, it's morbid, but it really does give you pause, and that's what he wants you to do here.
Right.
Stop and think about those possible regrets. What are the things that you're going to regret? It gave me pause when I first when I said, "Wow, I should think about this stuff more often." So I think it's really good advice.
Yeah, know,
but be mindful of those things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the second thing was the Valentine's Day resolutions.
Right.
You know, commit yourself to thinking about those relationships and to get reconnected to people that you may have drifted from. But you know, you can have New Year's resolutions, you can have Valentine's Day resolutions, you can have Easter resolutions.
Yeah, again, you can poo-poo the day and say it's silly, or you can take this and say, well, maybe this is the right time to remake those connections.
Absolutely. You know? And then the third is imagination.
Be imaginative.
Just think creatively, think imaginatively, think about what would be an interesting, fun, bring some excitement to it.
I'm thinking about this with my children. You know, what could I do that would be really fun for them on this day? And I can't come up with anything yet, but I'm going to be thinking about it today. What?
No, it was, you can think about the things that they're interested in.
Right.
And they're pretty diverse.
That's right. Yeah, it would be hard to catch everybody on that one, but it would be an interesting thing to do with my kids. They would get a kick out of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So. My wife wouldn't care. She would just yawn. She would say,
where's my chocolate?
Where's my chocolate? Where are my roses? No, she would be appreciative. But the kids in particular, I think, would get... Our kids are at that age now where you could have... I mean, your son would...
Yeah.
He'd get a real kick if you did something like that.
He'd
appreciate it.
Yeah, he would. So.
Yep.
All right, that is it for today. So, until next time.
Enjoy that.
Stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning. Thank you.